Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier. It's my pleasure to be with you for the next 3 hours. Between 1 and 2, we've got Cindy McLeish coming in to tell us what's been going on in the community, as she always does. And then between 2 and 3, we've got the ham radio. Not hams on radio like me, but we've got ham radio guys coming in to tell us a bit about their hobby and what they do, and maybe you want to get involved and we'll find out a lot more about it. We're going to find out a bit. There's something about a defence group that are involved with ham radio, so it's going to be very interesting to find that out. But anyway, first of all, I'm going to introduce you to a person that I'm sure you all know, and we've had her in before, and is Ethne. Welcome, Ethne.
Thank you, Alan. Great to be here.
And we've got Phil with us. Welcome, Phil.
Hi, good afternoon.
Now, Ethne, we know that you're very involved with just about everything that's going on, but particularly at the moment you're pressing the U3A, but we're not here to talk about U3A today. We're going to talk about the Healesville Garden. In particular, you've got a fair coming up and also some music extravaganza. So tell us a bit about what's coming up, please, Ethne.
Thank you, Alan. So over the past 3 or so years, we've been running what we call the Healesville Homegrown Food Fair at the Healesville Community Garden. There are a couple of reasons for setting that event up. One was to really bring awareness to our local community garden, but community gardens in general, and home gardening in particular, that really people can grow some of their own, you know, herbs and veggies and have some healthy food available, you know, around the clock. And it really came out of the time of the pandemic and the long lockdowns, when we had disruptions to our food services and people got really, really worried about, you know, being able to, you know, get, you know, packaged food and fresh food. So we thought, you know, we'd promote the beautiful idea of growing stuff yourself.
You can't do better than that. Now, as I understand it, you can go along and hire a plot and cook and grow your own, or you can be involved in just the whole garden, can't you?
Correct. So if you want to be a social member, we have many social members who want to be around other people, even though they've got their own home garden. And there's something lovely about, you know, chatting about what works, what doesn't work, what's your tip and trick around, you know, getting this thing to grow, or how do you cook that particular food. So there's a social aspect, and for a lot of people, perhaps if they're, again, like the U3A story, you know, if you're living by yourself, retired, not getting out as much as, you know, perhaps you'd like, then coming to the garden, having a chat with other gardeners has a really positive benefit.
And I know you and I have talked about it, and John and I have talked about it with U3A, and I've talked about another whole lot of other groups about it. Social isolation is one of the bit, well, they say will be one of the biggest killers going on if we don't start to arrest it, because a lot of people might have lived in Healesville for many, many years, but they drive off to work every morning at sort of almost sun up, and they come home when it's tea time, particularly if you've got children, they're involved with sport and all that, and all of a sudden they retire and they've just got really not much to do and haven't made a lot of friends because they were off working.
Absolutely, and perhaps then haven't had time to do things like maintain a garden. Yep. And often people will think, I don't have enough space to garden, or I rent and therefore I won't garden. But we like to promote the idea that you can garden in any size space. You can have a really productive balcony garden, or, you know, if you've got a small courtyard. So it's really not about the space, but really getting the idea that you can grow something healthy that you can, you know, enjoy, you know, bring to your own dinner table, share with your friends. And it also helps just with the cost of living, because as we know, food prices keep going up. So to have something that's just going to cost you less and will actually be healthier and tastier is a really great way to live.
And I have seen some people that have got their garden on the wall. They've got sort of pockets on the wall that they've grown veggies in that as well.
Vertical gardening is a really...
That's a word, I couldn't think of it.
Vertical gardening is a great way to go. So if you are living in a small space, whether you own that space or rent, you can have a really, really productive garden. And you can also have a lovely combination of food and flowers, which is then aesthetically pleasing. You can create really beautiful spaces in and around your home that's a combination of food and flowers.
Ethne, if you're putting in a vegetable garden, is it true you need to have some flowers around to bring the bees? The bees won't necessarily come to a vegetable garden, or is that just a fallacy?
No, flowers are really, really important for gardens, and pollinators are not just bees. They're all sorts of insects that are pollinators, and we need them. We need them for all our gardens. So we add flowers to attract those pollinators, but it also adds beauty. And a lot of flowers are edible. So you can sort of have a double whammy where you have flowers that attract pollinators,
yep.
but then also you can eat the flowers. So you can add, you know, flowers to salads and things.
See, I get intrigued about this. And they say you can eat this and you can eat that. Now, some of the things like the mushrooms that grow wild, a lot of those you can't. So who actually took the courage to pick up a flower and bite it and say, yeah, that's all right, or picked up a mushroom and then got themselves very sick? I mean, I'm just intrigued as to how it's evolved down all the years, to be honest.
I reckon that's probably a process of long evolution. You know, when we were literally walking around and, you know, trying to, you know, forage and find what we can eat, what's yep. safe and what's not. And it just continues. So even though we settled into agriculture for, you know, such a long, long time where we, yep. you know, stay in one place, people still experiment with what's medicine. So what will, you know, help you when you're ill mm. and what you can add to your food, either for nutrition or flavour. So I think it's just been part of, you know, human history. But today I think chefs also try really, really hard to come up with something different. So different yep. flavour combinations, different colour combinations, you know, taste, crunch, all that sort of stuff.
All right, got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more.
Well, you're driving back home down Route 56. You almost hit a roo and you end up in a ditch. You can't pull forward and you can't back out. You're sitting there thinking what you're gonna do now. You'd be a little nervous if a cop showed up, 'cause you drank a little, maybe just a little too much. Waiting on a tow truck takes too long. It's 2 in the morning, who you gonna call? Saturday night, this little brunette keeps giving you the eye. So you buy her a drink, and before too long, you're out on the floor in the middle of a song. Well, about that time, a wreck shows up, steering you down, getting all bowed up. He's a big old jacked up SOB. That's alright, he's about to make your mate. It ain't one-on-one, it's one-on-three. Mates, damn good mates. They do it for you 'cause you do it for them. You got 100 friends and a couple of damn good mates. And there, even when you don't see them as much, when you're saying your vows, and if you crash and burn, you can crash on the couch. Mates, damn good mates. They love you like a brother, there ain't no doubt. You know the ones I'm talking about. Mates, damn good mates. You can count them all on one of your hands. Got 100 friends and a couple of damn good mates.
Apart from the food garden, which we'll give people details of a bit later on so that we can people can have a look, and if they'd like to get involved, they can wander down and have a bit of a look. But one of the major reasons why we've got you in today is you've got a food fair coming up on Sunday week. So between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. at the Healesville Community Garden, and that's down in 95 River Street, Healesville. So tell us a bit about that place.
That's a fantastic two-hour event, Alan, where we can really celebrate home gardening, community gardening, but also supporting local producers. And I think another thing that came out of COVID was people became more aware of who their local growers were. and started to buy directly from growers. So we really promote that, you know, support your local growers. And we also have
there's
a number...
There's plenty growing up here, isn't there?
Lots and lots. And if you want strawberries and cherries, they're everywhere. It's fantastic. And we have a welcome to country because we are, you know, we really respect that we are on land, that we're, you know, the harvest grounds of the people who came before us, the Wurundjeri Woiwurrung. We have Councillor Fiona McAllister coming to say g'day and, you know, be part of what we're doing. And a real highlight is Louise Ward, who is from Yarra Valley Estate, and she started the Edible Forest, which is a fantastic forest.
Well, I think we've spoken to it. I think I've interviewed Louise quite some time ago.
Yes, she's stunning and she's really, really inspirational because having the Yarra Valley Estate, she realised at some point, you know, why are we buying food and trucking it in for our events and things? Yep. We should grow our own food. So she's created this amazing edible forest that is food and medicine.
Yep.
So she's our guest speaker. So that's a real thrill for us to have Louise come and chat. She'll be speaking for 45 minutes. And as we normally do, we have trivia with our prizes. And we have a fantastic artist whose name is Fleur Dean, who's previously come dressed as a massive tomato. this year she's going to dress up as something else, but she's she does our trivia. She walks around just, you know, engaging with people, and it's a lot of fun. And we'll also have the guided river walk again. So Karen from Huey, Healesville Environment Watch, does a beautiful river walk to, you know, inform people about our local environment, our waterways, and it's really beautiful. So it's a real day of connecting with our environment, connecting with each other as community groups, and welcoming people into that sort of way
and
of life.
Is that all on between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m?
Yes, it is.
Like packed into 3 hours. But I see you've also got some stalls as well.
Yes, so these stalls aren't like food vendor stalls, so that's not the point of it. But we've got community groups, so we've got the Living and Learning Centre, we've got the Community Bank, we've got Healesville Connect. The council will be there to engage with people. The CFA will turn up again. So again, it's about, you know, get to know your local community. Who are the community groups around you? How can you connect with them, either socially or for other reasons, you know? Yeah. If you want to do some further study, U3A will have, you know, some information there. So it's about who's around you.
They've got to push U3A as well.
always. So it's more about that. So it's not about us, you know, being another market, like we're not a market.
You're not a market.
So the reason we use the word fair is to not create the idea that we're a market. So we're not the Saturday organic produce market.
You don't rock up to expecting to buy food.
No. Yep. So the fair is really to make people think of a smaller event. You know, that's a smaller event, and the homegrown is really what it's all about. So whether you're growing food at home or in a community garden, or making your own chutneys and jams, which we really recommend. So, you know, at the end of the season, summer season, you know, you can make all your, you know, tomato pickles and your cucumber pickles and all that sort of stuff.
And with all those, like, it's not like a lot of the commercial ones. I'm not here to knock the commercial ones, but they have to put things in it so it'll last longer. If you make it yourself, it's all homegrown stuff, isn't it? There's no preservatives in them at all.
Exactly. So you can add whatever you want, but usually people make, you know, a pretty clean batch of food. So you'll have a little bit of salt or whatever, just, you know, for some preservative, but you know, like nothing like the chemicals that would go in. So it's got a long shelf life.
Yep.
So it's healthy. It's, you know, it's affordable. You know how you've grown it. You've known what you've put inside that jar. So that's what we're promoting. So we're really wanting people to come along, to be inspired around what they can do at home, and by way of growing food, cooking food, bottling food, and that's really where we're coming from.
Sounds fantastic. All right, I've got to take a quick break, and then I want to talk. Phil thinks he's going to sit there and say nothing, but he's not. So we want to talk to Phil straight after this break.
1, 2, 3. But you can't come in. I hear you knocking. Oh, by
Here we go again. Now, we've been talking to Ethne about the food fair, which we'll give you more details about that, but it's Sunday week, not that far away, between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. at the Hillsville Community Garden. Sounds like it's going to be a terrific day, and certainly it's well worth getting involved down there, and you can't do better than cooking your own food that you've growing yourself, I lost the word. Anyway, also as part of this day, there's going to be a free music event between noon and 3 p.m. And it's Community Voices in the Park. And I'm told, Phil, that you've been involved with that in the very early days.
Yes, I have. It was originally a chap, Bob Willis and myself. Now, Bob has died, so I'm carrying on.
He can't really be there, can he?
So we do Community Voices in the Park. I keep telling people I'm not a sound guy, but I provide all the PA and a few gazebos and that.
Yeah.
And, so...
But
anyway,
you have played instruments, haven't you?
Yes. I'm in three of the things. I'm in the Hillsville Community Choir with Ethne.
Yeah.
And two of the bands I'm in. I can't be in Uke Believers because I'm setting up. And Uke Believers are on at 11 o'clock.
What's Uke Believers? Is that a group, is it?
Yes, it's a U3A ukulele group.
Oh, we've heard about that. I didn't think that was going to come into
your favourite instrument, I know. But they're hopefully up near River
he
Street.
He did well, boy, George. He got it in.
To lead people into the fair.
Yep.
But, yes, at 12 o'clock we start off with local performers. And... My own wife, she'll be starting off at 12 o'clock. She's doing a solo performance for 15 minutes, and then the
lot of what other... What sort of genre does she sing?
Not my stuff.
Not your stuff?
Not rock and roll and not blues, but she sings more show tunes, I'd say.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And she's got a lovely voice.
Well,
and whistles really well too, as we know. But
boy, when it's tea time, she whistles you.
We were in a choir. We were doing... California Dreaming, thank you, Ethne. Yep. We usually have someone with a recorder doing the instrumental part. Yep. He wasn't there, so Anne just started whistling, and, you know, terrific whistler. But she won't be whistling on this day, though.
Yep.
So lots of other performers, lots of other singers, and in between the acts we'll actually have some poets doing a piece while we set up, while we take some microphones away and put some more mics
using
the next act.
Doing their own poems or well-known poems?
I believe it's their own poems.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, terrific.
Yeah, Laurie is one of the people that is sort of bringing that all together, and he'll be doing a couple of poems himself. He does really well. He's gotten a national award for his own poetry a couple of years ago. No, he's fabulous. So, yeah, it's a nice full day of music through to about 3 o'clock.
That's terrific. And sort of different genres or more country or what sort of...
I'd say most of the individuals you might call folk music.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you get
just
down to...
Just laid back music for Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, yeah. Now, one of the bands that I'm in, the Wannabes, will... they do more 70s stuff, I suppose, because we've got a couple of ladies with beautiful that can do beautiful harmonies.
Yep.
We focus on those sorts of songs. And then when you get to the other band, the Defibrillators, we are going to do a couple of Tom Waits songs, maybe a bit bluesy.
Yeah,
some stuff like that.
So they tell me you collect instruments yourself, Phil.
Yes.
What sort of instruments have you got?
I've got a lot of guitars. I'm not sure how many there are. I haven't updated the spreadsheet.
There may well be
40 or more.
40?
And several ukes and a few recorders and other bits and pieces. Yeah.
So are they old ones that you've collected? Are you a collector of vintage instruments, or are they more just you walk past and you see a guitar and you think, oh, yeah, I wouldn't mind that?
Bit of both. Yeah, I have bought an old Maton. Had at one stage a cheaper brand. They were selling Alva. Right. I've got a couple of old Alvas. Now they're nice old instruments. Yep. They're not the quality of a Maton, but they were made for more mass production.
Because Maton was a local guitar maker. Am I right?
Yeah. Down around Box Hill, they're still there.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
So I just told you a story off mic a few minutes ago, but we had Robbie Jordan was a big part of this station for many years, and Rob was an avid collector of guitars, and he'd always say to me, I can't buy another one, Alan. There's no room. I haven't got any money, rah, rah, rah. And about a few weeks later, he said, oh, Captain, have a look at this new guitar. I said, but you told me, oh, no, yeah, oh, I shouldn't have, but I still did.
On Saturday night, a few friends and myself and lots of other locals went to see the Eagles story at the Memo.
Oh, yep.
And in one of their songs, Hotel California, the guy started playing a double-necked guitar. So 12 strings on the top neck and 6 strings on the bottom neck. We both agreed after the show, Peter and myself, that we need one. We haven't got one, but we need one.
So out of all these that you've got... You wouldn't play many of them, though, would you? Like, you wouldn't pick them up every day and just play one or two, would you?
I go through favourites. I've got to say there's a Blue Gretsch I play a lot, but the other ones I try to get around. I do rotate them and pick up a new guitar. And there are different sounds, so maybe some songs, some Rolling Stones, I might play a Telecaster, some other ones, maybe a Strat-style guitar, Stratocaster. And then, the Gretsch... semi-acoustic style.
Are these guitars, are any of them electric guitars, or are they all just the old-time guitars?
No, but most of them would be electric, but even the acoustics. I do like to buy acoustics, like all my Matons have pickups in them, so I can plug them in, but just I can play them acoustically. In fact, I just came from Guitar Club where I was playing a Maton with the other guys just sitting around singing and playing our acoustic guitars.
Gee, that's all right. All right, if they want to say something.
One of the reasons why we started Community Voices in the Park is to give amateurs an opportunity to perform. So I was running some outdoor art app projects, and it was just like a perfect combo to have people sit and do art out in the park and then listen to some music, and amateurs can come along and perform, which is wonderful.
Yeah. Well, it's a bit like the old open mic thing, isn't it? You come along and... Now, the other thing is, too, I just say we should mention, we are going to come talk about the food fair, but it's all free. It costs you nothing to get in there on the day, does it? So mum and dad, the kids and everyone can come along for a free day.
Exactly. Yep. And with Community Voices in the Park, one of the other reasons of having it in the park and not inside a venue is that people walk around Coronation Park. They stroll around, they, walk their dogs. So to just be in the park and to hear some music and think, what's happening there, and going along and enjoying some songs.
Or bring a chair along.
And it's a lovely surprise for people who aren't aware of the event.
Yep.
But for those people who know about the event and supporters, come along, they, set up for the afternoon, have their, picnic, and it's a lovely time.
Can't do better than that. All right, I've got to take another quick break.
One, two, three, one, two.
Everyone sing round the campfire, play the song of the curlew. Dance with me under the moonlight until the morning breaks. Oh, come, my love, for the stars above, where the sun sets in. Wherever you roam, I'll call my home until my dying breath. When the cold wind blows through the desert, oh, like the bellows fan the flame, like the dawning follows the midnight, I'll be calling. Dance with me under the moonlight until the morning breaks. I drift away to yesterday where the tumbleweed starts to roll. The dingoes howl and the fences turn to rust and the embers turn into ashes and the ashes turn to dust. Everyone sing round the campfire where the song of the curlew waves. Dance with me under the moonlight until the morning breaks.
Yagar Gilbert Jungabon. Jermu, Minugujanayan. Nayubari Burp, Jimben Deligon. Garugarin, Muragabu, Imbolan.
Sing round the campfire where the song of the curlew waits. Dance with me under the moonlight until the morning breaks. Dance with me under the moonlight until the
Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
And now we're going to come back and give you some more details at just before 1 o'clock about the actual food fair, because as I said, it's only Sunday week coming up. But of course, this is all based around the Healesville Community Garden, and they're always looking for new members, and it's a great way, as Ethne said, not only to grow some vegetables if you haven't got the room at home, but also to go down and have a bit of fun and talk to other people. And that really is what we all need to be doing, and particularly as we all get a bit older and retire and that, it's too easy just to sit at home and do nothing. So what sort of facilities are available? Do you have to buy a plot, or do you have to rent a plot, or what, Ethne?
Yes, so we're member-based. We're an incorporated association, so we have a committee, so we have a formal structure.
Yep.
People pay per year to rent a plot. We've also got a poly house or a greenhouse, which is covered with plastic, not glass. And
so can you hire part of that as well?
Yes, exactly. Yep. So we've got planter boxes. So if people wanted to have a smaller area to grow in and grow through winter, some particular things that just need a bit more warmth,
yep.
then they can rent the planter boxes. So it's a nice, you know, covered, warmer space through yep. the cooler months. But we've got ground plots, so and we've got some available now. So anyone who's interested in coming to have a look.
How big are the plots, Ethno?
They're about, we've got a couple of different sizes. So the larger ones would be a couple of metres by a couple of metres.
Yep.
Some are smaller. We've also got a couple of raised metal beds, you know, that's corrugated.
Oh, yeah, for people who don't want to get down
yes.
on the ground.
Yep. Yes. And so we've got different shapes and sizes of plots. We've also got three raised beds, but they're currently let, so yep. they're not available. But we do try and make it as easy for people to join in terms of the cost
yep.
and then hopefully access to garden beds that suit them
yep.
and access to the poly house as well.
So if a person takes a plot, am I right this is open so that the people can get in there any time they want to work on their plot, or do they have to only come in certain hours?
We're open 24/7, so we've never locked the garden from day one. So the garden is probably pushing up, you know, over 15 years of age now. So yep. we've been around a while.
Yep.
And the idea was, whilst it's member-based, it would always be open to the public. And yep. it's a wonderful approach because it means that people can come through. Many people come back a lot, so they can
really see what's going on.
See how things are growing, yep. see what's working, what's not working. We've got artwork in the garden, so it's a really lovely place to be.
Yep.
People come and have their lunch or just sit and have a coffee. And we've seen so many families bring their kids through and parents will name plants with children, so it becomes, you know, a lovely educational experience. So kids get to see plants, learn the names of plants, see insects.
Yep.
And so it's educative in that regard. It has that community feel because we're right next to Brungagulk, which is Watts River, yep. and Coronation Park there. So we've got people coming into the park anyway to walk their dogs, to exercise. Yep. They walk past the garden, they go, oh, what's in there? Have a wander around and hopefully be inspired, you know, be inspired to grow. And
I'm thinking particularly too, sometimes with grandchildren, the parents are in apartments. There's a lot of apartments in that nowadays that... It'd be a great spot because some of these children might not become involved too much with gardens, the grandchildren.
Exactly, yeah. exactly. And we've got that wonderful opportunity to be intergenerational. So it's our parents, grandparents, adults, you know, so people of all ages. The artworks really attract adults and children. And we've yeah. got a little, what we started off as an insect hotel to actually attract some insects to come and nest and kind of breed. In this insect hotel, has turned into a doll's house. So kids love coming in and, you know, putting in little toys. And so, you know, it's not an insect hotel where insects can breed,
yep.
but it's a gorgeous little doll's house. So we've got things like that to really engage people who are not members.
Yep. But also, if I don't want to run a plot or a plant a box, you can also have a social membership where you can become part of the organisation without doing the garden, can't you?
Correct. So be part of what we do, join in the workshops. Some people, you know, love to just be part of the Working Bees because it is, you know, it's a social group. You get to chat to people and speak about gardening. And there's also the flexibility to offer activities and events for people. Hillsville Library is a member, so they have a garden bed there. And because they're really active within the community and they run their own community lunches, sometimes they will have their events at the garden, which is a beautiful space.
That'd be terrific.
It works really well.
So how are they going to get hold of it? They're going to get hold of you with hillsvillecg@gmail.com?
That's us. So that's our email address.
Yep. Or Facebook?
Yes. So our Facebook is Hillsville Community Garden. And that's a really easy one because you can go on Facebook if you're a social media yep. user. Go onto Facebook, look for us. Then you'll see that you can call a number. We've got our email address. But you can also message us through Messenger. And we're quite responsive.
All right. Sounds good. All right. We're going to take one more quick break. Get your paper and pencil ready because Ethno is going to tell you quite a bit more about the fair, and also she'll give you those contact details yet again.
If I could find a way, I'd take back those words. don't know why I said the things I said. Fries like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you.
And of course, that was Cher with If I Can Turn Back Time. I think there's a times when we'd all like to turn back time, but hey, that's not going to happen. Anyway, that's coming up Sunday week. We've been telling you a bit about it. Sunday the 6th of April, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Hillsville Community Garden down there in River Street, Hillsville. We're going to have this big food fair. And of course, as part of that, Phil was telling you about the Community Voices in the Park. Kicking off between 12 and 3, it's a free music event. Now, Ethne, tell us a bit more about it and also give us some details. Don't point to each other. One of you do it, please.
Jump in, Phil. You speak about Voices in the Park.
Look, Voices in the Park is just a nice, slow, gentle afternoon. Some local performers. It'll just be a really nice afternoon, and we're hoping for good weather.
Right, so how are they going to find out more, please, Ethne?
Well, really, the Hillsville Community Garden Facebook page is a good place to go because we're promoting both events. We've got information on both events.
So it's just Hillsville Community Garden?
Yes, so if you go onto Facebook, it's Hillsville Community Garden, and garden's actually with a lowercase g. So I imagine whoever set up the page just did it, you know, a little boo-boo.
Just did it.
But we also are promoting on Hillsville Connect Facebook page, Hillsville Notice Board, and the Yarra Valley Notice Board as well. So if you're a Facebook user, you can go to any of those groups and find out more. We've got posters around town, so hopefully,
you
know.
As I say, if you're walking downtown, I was down there on Sunday afternoon. Pardon me, they're in a lot of shop windows as well. But not everybody listening is from Healesville.
Correct, exactly. So, but if you do get the Mountain Views version of the Star Mail, then we're in there this week as well with lots of detail, which is good.
Yep. So, we've got that out of the way. Sunday week, it's coming up. But just another some contact details for people who may be who can't come this Sunday or for whatever reason, but we've tweaked their interest in either having a garden plot or some other thing down at the garden, or maybe just being a social member. So how are they going to find out more, Plus?
Email's a good way for us to stay in contact with people. So you can email healesvillecg@gmail.com. And often people email, Sam, we'll just say that again. So if you like to email, you can email us at healesvillecg@gmail.com. We do monitor that email address. And often people say things like, we're moving to Healesville, we're interested in a plot. So things don't have to be immediate.
We didn't mention that, but when we was talking about people going away and working on all that, I know I've interviewed quite a number of people who've lived down in Melbourne for many years, decided that when they retired that the Yarra Valley is where they wanted to come. So there's a lot of people who, pardon me, who don't know about some of these things.
Exactly. And a couple who joined the garden last year or earlier this year, they have a plot at home. They've got an established garden at home, but it doesn't get enough sunlight. And so they've taken a plot at the garden because it means then that they can grow vegetables that need that at least 6 hours of sunlight a day.
And then I guess there's the others that not everybody's got a polyester house or something where they go, what did you say it was?
Poly house,
where they can just grow stuff during the winter.
Correct. So it gives you lots of options. And if you don't want to email, you can certainly find us on Facebook. So we're Healesville Community Garden, and you'll see our mobile number, you'll see our website details, and you can also then, of course, just message us privately through Messenger.
Yep, which is a good idea. It's well worth supporting. It's a great little organisation, and it certainly needs to be supported. But certainly, if you're at all, even if the food fair wasn't something you thought you were going to go to, apart from that, I guess there'll be some people down there that they could talk to about the community garden at the same time.
Exactly. Find out a little bit more about the garden. Find out about some really important community organisations that are throughout Healesville. And one thing I would also like to say about the Community Voices in the Park event is that if you come along as somebody who enjoys music, perhaps thought you might like to get back into singing or pick up a guitar, be with other people.
When are we getting a guitar?
But, you know, just want to feel inspired about, you know, singing or playing music. It's a really lovely event where it inspires you because it really is about supporting amateur performers. If you like storytelling, if you like poetry, it's a perfect event where you can come along, meet some other people, see what others are doing.
In a laid-back situation.
Yes, and then connect with us because for a lot of people, they don't get a chance to perform in public. They don't get a chance to perform to family and friends. Then something like this event means that, you know, you don't have to be the world's best singer or, you know, a semi-professional. You can come along and just enjoy singing, playing. And if you're a singer-songwriter, it's a perfect environment to try your own material.
Well, I guess the other issue too is probably U3A will be there, and you've got such things as the choir and all that at U3A, haven't you? And well, the ukulele's full, but is there a guitar group there too, Phil?
Yes, I've just come from a guitar group this morning before coming here.
Oh, you did mention that, but I didn't know if that was U3A.
It is a U3A group. So this group is more for people that can play guitar.
Yeah.
But later on in the year, there will be a learn how to play guitar course run.
Yep.
And we've got other musical courses too, or activities, groups, banjo. There's not that many banjo players at the moment, and recorder group,
the banjos
I mentioned.
Played for a long while, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, in the Wannabes, we have a banjo player, so he just adds that different colour to the music.
Yeah. Hmm. All right. Look, it's fast time for us to go. Just give us the contact details again, please, Ethna, and we'll have to go.
So if you want to email us, please email healesvillecg@gmail.com. I'll say that again, healesvillecg@gmail.com. And that can also be for the Community Voices in the Park event, because I monitor that email as well as a few other people. And Facebook, Healesville Community Garden, is always a great way to get in contact with us as well.
All right. Look, thanks for coming with us. Thanks for coming and talking to us today. I hope it's a real success. I hope you get some good weather, because, you know, when you're playing something outside, it's terrible if it doesn't. But I got to go. But thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.